We spoke last time about Kashrus Seiruf and about Egel, but we have to go further with that, because it is something which dawned to me only now. It says in every single generation there will be a little bit of the Ge'enish of Chet HaEgel inside there. And so Vaisalais, we still chew on that. On that Aveira, you know, Klal Yisrael is still having some reminiscence of that. It wasn't a finished. We are still, it's still Luchos Shnius, you know, we are still holding there that there is a problem. So I want to show you where I think that there is a problem, and it could be there is a way not to solve the problem, because the problem is unsolvable, because it's still, we are still only holding by the Luchos Shnius. But that we should work with that, L'chol HaPochus, we should work with that problem of the Luchas, of the Shviras HaLuchas, of the Chet HaEgel. We should work with that, and not simply accept that, because why should you be punished on something which you can't work with? No, you can't work with that. You will not get out of it, not Shayach, but you can work with it. So the point is like this. The Ramban on Chet HaEgel, he says the problem of the Klal Yisrael wasn't that they wanted to turn away from the Borei Olam. It was not. They didn't want to turn away from the Borei Olam. No, not at all. But they wanted that Hashem should lead them in a very specific way, because they were in the desert, and the desert is a dangerous place, a place of Midas Hadin. And the shore is the one which is in charge of Midas Hadin. That's what it says by the Merkava. He brings that. By the Merkava, the Pnei Shor Lismol. It was from the left side, from the side of Midas Hadin. So the Borei Olam showed them that the shore is from the left side, and then they took this shore and said, this is the right way to survive or to get guided in the Midbar, because that's fitting. That has to be. But it goes together with the Borei Olam. The Ramban says it twice or three times, Chag LaHashem Mocho. So Aaron HaKohen said, we will have a chag for the Borei Olam, because for sure the Borei Olam will be with us. It's not, it's the Ramban himself says, it didn't say chag la'egel machar. He didn't say it's a chag for the eagle tomorrow. No. It's chag la'Hashem. We are going a chag for the Borei Olam, but we have a specific way. And then, on that approach to avoid this Hashem, that you have only a specific way, then the worst thing is Kashrus Seiruf, that you will not be able to change your mind, because everything which will come into your reality will only reinforce or be interpreted as, okay, now that's a problem, we have to overcome that, but I don't have to change anything. Because we are, it's clear the way we are guided is from one thing, that's a shore. There are no two things, there's not more than one thing, it's only one thing there. That is the problem of the Chet HaEgel. That's the Ramban. So now the question is, what are we doing with that? Because we are very much caught ourselves in that problem. It could be in America it's less, but you will see soon it is like this. We always are searching for one clear way, one clear thing. Please should be a clear thing. Whenever I say a vad, you know, and I say a vad and say such a thing that, you know, not always an obstacle is there to overcome it. Once in a while the obstacle is there to teach you that perhaps you have to do something else. Then people ask me, but what is the exact definition? When do you have to change your mind? And when you have to try to pull through? That means you don't want to have one ego, you want to have two. Because you do not want, be in a way that it's Shikula Das, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Das of the Klal Yisrael. You don't want to have any Shikula Das. I want to have a clarity. One thing. So that one thing could be a Muslim more complicated. Yeah? That only one thing. But it is absolute clear Mirosh. No question. There's no doubt inside. There's no possibility that there could be another message there. No possibility. And when there is a possibility of another message, please give me the clarity which how to decipher that message, and I will be clear from the beginning again. No. We don't dance about one eagle and not about around two. We don't have an eagle at all. We have this Moshe Rabbeinu, which Moshe Rabbeinu means Das, Shikula Das, but there is a thing which you have to be Shoiko. Now you hear that you think it's Hefker, no. Now it's Hefker, well, to do whatever you want, you know. You just change your mind No. This is the work. The work has to be that you have to know what is the sugya in front of you. What is the sugya? What is the issue which is in front of you? It's not a goal, but it's an issue. But when there'll be another thing, I speak soon about that, but there'll be another thing, this other thing is also an issue. It's not the main issue, but it's also an issue. And I have to try to do it in a sincere way. That teaches me that I am able to have different ways in my life. I give you now a dugma in Teure, because then you see it is more delicate. It's not that you have to change your whole lifestyle. No. Not at all. But once in a while you see people, excuse me to tell you that, but once in a while you see people which can learn very well. But when it comes to Chumash Rashi, yeah, it turns over being childish or a vort or some joke or nothing sincere. I had it with a person which is a Magichir, so he didn't want to make any joke out of it, but he asked me, perhaps we can learn something together. So I told him, Chumash Rashi? Yeah, Chumash Rashi. So when we learned together, I took a Chumash which is only Rashi inside. You know, those which you have in the Beit Knesset where there's only Rashi, the preferable size is when the voices are homages, you know. This Chumash Rashi which children have when they go to Cheder. I took two of them and he was a little bit insulted. Said, well, it has to be because G'dayles or something, you know. No, we take Chumash Rashi. So I took Chumash Rashi. And we learned Parshas Ki Siso. So perhaps Cheder Egel. No, Shabbos. But Shabbos is Parshas Ki Siso. Shabbos is Parshas Ki Siso. Okay. That guy was afterwards so, wow, unbelievable. And yeah, but Rebbe, you are Magichir, man. You know how to learn. Yeah. But Chumash Rashi, it's not the sugya. No? It's not the sugya. And now you have to be careful. When you say it's a sugya, there are people which like these words, you know. And then everything is a sugya, but they have no brain. So when you have no brain, you can't make a sugya, you know. I had once a chavar says, to sugya. And so what was? It was gurnish. I mean, he hadn't done anything to say. No. A sugya is a big thing. Chumash Rashi is a big thing. Agadah, this is worse, you know. When you learn Gemara and then you meet an Agadah, this is, then it becomes to be, it's less than zero, you know. It's nothing there, you know. Gurnished. That means you have an eagle in Teure. You see, just dance around the eagle in Teure. It's l'shem shomayim. Chag l'Hashem mocho. It's not you are turning away from the Boreolam. No, I'm a ben Tore. I am learning. I devote myself, my whole life, to learn. But only in one issue, only in one way. There's only one thing going on by me in learning. Tore is very broad. It's not for me. I am only specialized over here. Chumash Rashi is not interesting. That is a thing you do whenever you have no time, you know. After the one I said, people came to me and said, but the Chazon Ish was only in one thing. Ah, why? The Chazon Ish wrote Emunah B'Tochen, yeah. And the Chazon Ish wrote poetry. Why? But he was only in one thing. It is a sheker you are sold. You are sold an egel. That's what you are sold. Huh? No. No big person danced around the egel. No. No, you are able to learn like no one else. But you're able to write poetry, you're able to write Emunah B'Tochen, you're able to daige for Chofetz Chaim, for the Shmita, you are able to, whatever you are able, you have sugyas on. The main sugya is Oles, or the main sugya is Negoim, or Uktsin, or whatever the Chazon Ish is, was everywhere, you know. That's the main sugya. But other things are also sugyas. We are not doing that. We don't. And it goes further, you know. Past also, it depends where you are involved, you know. When you are coming home and dealing with the children, it only begins to be a sugya whenever you see that your child, chas v'sholom, is not going around your expectations, you know. You expect your children to be so nice, you know. Like gewaltige children. No, they just don't make any problems. And then there's one child which is a little bit more spicy, you know. So then it begins to do something. And then suddenly you say it's a sugya. What is a sugya? That we should be able to go further around the eagle. But that guy just forces me to break this nice dance, you know. Doesn't work anymore, you know. It just doesn't work. But it wasn't a sugya beforehand. Because everything goes smooth. Why should it be a sugya? Rebbe, the life of children. You don't have to think about how to educate your children before they make problems. No, it's no sugya. You just got children in order they should join you, and for sure it will work. And whenever there's a problem, you begin to think about education. Ma kara lecha? What happened to you? There's no other sugya than your business, work, learning, whatever. There's no other sugya going on? No. We have children, yeah. By the time they are an annoyance by night, and then an annoyance by day too, but they don't make big problems, for Hashem, we can be calm. We are dancing around an eagle, you know, and we are dancing with a full, and we are saying, Chag L'Hashem Mocho, for sure. For sure it's L'Shem Shomayim. For sure my learning works better. For sure when I'm fully devoted to something, and only one thing in front of my eyes, that works better. But that's the ego. But I'm making Havodas Hashem out of it. Chag L'Hashem Mocho. It's for the sake of the Borei Olam. No, the Borei Olam should guide us. Aaron HaKohen didn't say, well, let's go away from the Borei Olam. No. The Borei Olam has to guide us, but please in one way. No, not more. No other things. This is one of the most difficult things we have today. Yeah? People want only this absolute clarity. That's what they want. They want the clarity. And they are not willing to go into this gray area where there are other sugyas which they are not specialists. There are other sugyas going on. And this is not the right thing. Education doesn't work like this. You are not, don't have a clear thing, Miroish. I don't know whether in this forum I once told you I can't tell it to the Americans. Perhaps. Perhaps today I can't tell it, but I want to ask you. I told you once what the Mashgiach told me, that you be a rabbi in Biel. Yeah? I told it over here in this forum. No. But I say it over, you know, I tell you over. Now, who is it? Chayfetz, you know. I told you once that, you know that? No. No, so I'll tell you. Listen, you know. Now, there you see there was no Egel existing by the Mashgiach. Today I can't say it only to mature people here in Eretz Yisrael, because when I say it in public, then they think, Mashgiach, he was modern, No, it wasn't. No, the Mashgiach was very much not. The Mashgiach was very much into that you have to learn. Only as a Hakdome. I once asked the Mashgiach whether he told a yeshiva bocher to do something else than being in yeshiva. That means, once in a while you see, perhaps he has to go to learn something and do something. And he said, yes, for sure. So I asked him when. So it was the biggest disappointment for me. He asked, there was once a bocher which really was not successful in learning, and he couldn't really understand it, and the Mashgiach paid him to make a license to be a Nahak tender, to be a, you know, to go to. So I wanted to tell the Mashgiach, excuse me, wasn't my question, you know. For sure, when you have something, someone which is too thick to understand the Gemara, so he should do something else. This wasn't my question. My question was another question, but I didn't go further, you know. You don't nudger your own Rebbe, but only to illustrate, the Mashgiach was not into that at all, that you do something else than being devoted to learning or devoted to Torah. He was not into that at all. People have a big mistake. A big mistake. No, he wasn't into that at all. Even though, when I learned with him, so it was about tshuva, you know, so I wasn't so much into that being yeshivish. That was never my, you see it till today, you know, that was never my issue. I wasn't into that. So I had colored shirts, I had brown trousers, but I learned with Mashgiach. And I knew from the Mashgiach things others didn't know. You know, when they wanted to know something from Mashgiach, whether there is something going on, whether there's an idea there going on, they ask me, because I learned with him one by one. And he learned with me things he didn't learn with anyone else. Not his own son-in-law, Rabbi Chil Bamberger. He asked me whether I could learn with him Nefesh HaChaim, because his father-in-law will never learn with him the way he learned with me. Yeah, he learned with me things he never learned with anyone else. But I was, you know, the way I was. So once in a while I was fed up with that all my friends, you know, they began to have some job, you know, in a yeshiva or somewhere. And I'm sitting there being a gurunish, you know, sitting there doing nothing, you know, like learning and being with Mashgiach. So once in a while I asked the Mashgiach, what will be with me? I asked it in a more sophisticated way, but he understood immediately, I want to know what will be my future. So he said, you will be a rabbi in Biel. So you have to understand, a rabbi in Biel is like you say you are a rabbi somewhere in Nebraska or something like this, you know, where there are no Jews at all, only five. So that was like when you say, you will be a rabbi in there, in the real Midwest, where it's only flat, and there are only cows there, something like this. So there you'll be rabbi there. So that was like a perch, you know. That wasn't. Then I went to Haifa, into Kiruv Roikim, and I was a Shoyle Meshi in Yeshiva, Nachas Halevim too. But the Mashgiach said, no, you'll be a rabbi in Biel. That's not your end job. Rabbi in Biel, what do you want? Then after Haifa, I was Mashgiach by Rav Zurevin for a year. That's a long time for being a Mashgiach by Zurevin. And then the Mashgiach told me, no, that's not your end. That's not your end point. Boom. That's not your end point. You'll be a rabbi in Biel. That's what he said. Okay. So I was always a rabbi in Biel. That was very... And then I became Mashgiach in Chevron Geula, and believe me or not, when the moment I became Mashgiach in Chavagula, the Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul, I went to the office, Be'emes, and I asked the office whether they have a nice postcard from yeshiva. Once in a while you have a yeshiva, Mistoma Lakewood has such thing, that you have a nice postcard with a Lakewood yeshiva on it, and nothing else, only trees around, you know. And then that's a postcard from the yeshiva. I asked him whether they have a postcard, because I wanted to write a postcard to the Mashgiach, to Rav Volbe, kind regards from the rabbi in Biel. That's what I wanted to do. But the Hashem had rachmonis on me that they didn't have a postcard like this. Otherwise, I would send it. Now, I was about to send it, but they didn't. It was so insulting, you know. What's this for me, you know? Okay. Comes Chanukah. And then there was happening something in yeshiva, which was the Bochum in yeshiva showed, were revealed as unbelievable good. You couldn't imagine that, you know. So then the Mashgiach began to think, perhaps Leichter could do something there. And then after Chanukah, I came to him and says, Leichter, I think I ceased my plan which I had for you. What was that plan? You know, that's not the rabbi in Biel. What was the plan? Now you have to understand, again, the Mashgiach learned with me, but I didn't learn with anyone else. He spoke with me about anything which is walking or not walking under the sun, you know. So it means, or no more walking under the sun, anything, whatever you want, you know, whatever. We spoke about things hilarious. We made jokes together. I was very, very close to him, very close. Huh? The Rebbetzin after the Mashgiach passed away, once I went to, the Rebbetzin was sitting Shiva and her sister, she told me, you know, you were really close to my husband, because everything else was moving. But when there was a kviyas with Leichter, that didn't move, never, you know. Everything could move, you know. No, this you have to be battle, and this you have to push around. But no, when there was a kviyas, now we did that. I didn't know. Simply, I went to the kviyas and we learned. But she said, no, that was very important for my husband. Yeah? So what was his plan? Clear, no? You should be a... No. He said, my plan for you was that you should go back to Switzerland, which this is legitimate, you know, because normally as a person which comes from somewhere, the normal place to give over Torah is where he came from, and that was Rav Schach too. You should go back to Switzerland. You should go to university. You should finish your studies in mathematics, which I was, at the time, a very good mathematician. You should finish your studies in mathematics. And you will be a professor of mathematics in Switzerland. And because you are a well-known professor in Switzerland, people will listen to you, and that's the way you could influence them with your Torah. That was the Mashgiach. Yes. That was education. No egel. No clear way from the beginning, no. But you work like a madman. This is the kashus oirev from the other side we spoke last time. You have a kashus oirev that you don't leave avoide. But there are other ways to make avoide. You know? So that's already an extreme, you know? And he says, I see that. I see that there's another thing to do with you. But that was the education I got. The education I got, there's no clear thing, Mirosh. He never, when you would ask the Mashgiach whether he wants to have someone which is following his footsteps, he would look at you like you are not 100% over here, you know? What footsteps? Was footsteps? Was my footsteps I should follow? But was Wilster von mir? But our whole aiming for something is always, it should be clear from the beginning what's going on, and that's it. You are dancing around an eagle, you know, that's what you are doing. You just dance around an eagle. No, there's no eagle going on. What shall I do? There's no eagle. No. You shouldn't do that. So I illustrated that with the learning. In order, you should see, it's not that you change your mind. No. But you try to take everything which comes to your footsteps as important. That is, I think that's the difference between kalus roish and kovid roish. You know, kovid roish means being sincere. Or you could, there are people which translate that into Yiddish. I don't know whether someone from you knows still Yiddish, you know, based in Yiddish, Pitsian. So people are translating kovid roish, hot a shvere kop, you know. So this, once in a while, that's the translation. You see, these Bali Avodah, they say, I have kovid roish. But you are wondering what's in that head inside, you know. There's not too much inside, but you have a very kovid roish. But they don't really think in a normal way, you know. They have no two sides in their head. It's only a kovid roish. No, that's not kovid roish. No, kovid roish is this. Kovid roish gives an importance to the steps. Kovid roish means the steps are important. Kalus roish means the end is important. That's kalus roish. That's what you are nichshel in kalus roish, you know. The end is important. That's why, oh, excuse me, I wasn't into caring about you. I just trampled on your legs because what shall I do? I'm so occupied to reach my goal. And you have kalus roish. What are you doing? You know, you have kalus roish. That's kalus roish doesn't mean that you are drinking too much alcohol and that you're not doing anything. That's not kalus roish. Kalus roish means you're only. All the steps are unimportant, you know. It's unimportant. A kovid roish, a person with kovid roish, is the importance are in the steps. Everything which comes to his door, he's taking that seriously, and he tries to walk, and he tries to do something. And that teaches him, aha, there are more than one thing going on. And from my side, I am not in Torah or whatever. But I got that a lot of times. People tell me you should say a shir in Gemara, in Gapat, you know. You should do that. No, I don't. But no, when we learn together, we will learn together Eruvin or Yevomis or whatever Ksuvis, the Misho Yonosui or things. That will be big fun. Believe me, you know, it will be very big fun to learn that together because. I think, at my age, I don't know it anymore, but I think I could approach a piece of Gemara in a way that you are taking out the Londres. I think I can do that. Yeah, but there are other sugyas there. That's not my main sugya. But when I learn with my grandchildren, I learn very seriously. I learn by myself, I learn very seriously. Yeah, for sure, but it is a step in, but that's not my main sugya. My main sugya is something else. But there's also a sugya. It's also a sugya. Chumash Rashi is a sugya. So for example, the one of the biggest tainis on me is that there are certain things in Torah, which for me they're also like, you know, but to your dismay, those are the sugyas which the most Haredi people think that's the most important sugyas, you know. So I am a good old Litvak, the way the old Litvish were, when you know what the old Litvish were, halacha by them wasn't the main point, you know. By the alte miros, alta gidli, you know. They were into learning and that's it, you know. They weren't into knowing Mishnah Berurah, you know. Someone once told me that the people were choshed that the Reb Nochum had a Mishnah Berurah at home because one of his children got that for the bar mitzvah, you know. So. That was a joke, but no, I'm in Boba Kama now, you know, so that's my sugya, you know, so that could be a taina. Yeah, I have to do that more, and I have to do that more. The problem by me in halacha is not the learning halacha. The problem with me in halacha, I know what it is. I can learn halacha very well. People learn with me halacha, they enjoy that, I enjoy it too. But only when there is a nidon. I need a nidon, you know. I need something to be done on. And most ways of learning halacha is simply da-da-da-da-da, boom, da-da-da-da-da, boom. It doesn't enter my head. That's the way my head doesn't work. It's simply an issue which I will forget when I close the sefer. I have forgotten everything which I learned. That goes automatically. When there is no nidon, I don't remember. So I have to work on that. I understand. I have to make that feasible for my head that I should be able to work on that. But that is a thing. I shouldn't be dancing around an eagle. So I have to do that too. Nachon, depend on me. Yeah. I'm fine. No, I'm not fine. But this is the approach. Everything which comes to you has to be taken seriously. Seriously. Yeah? And you have to understand. You have to know how much time you have. You can't make from that the main sugya again. You are a London. There is a main sugya you are in. It's a main issue. But another issue which comes to your door is an important issue. And I will invest in that too. And that teaches me that I'm not dancing around one eagle. You know? Yeah? So how exactly is that working? When do you now see that through your life experience, through what happens to you, that it could be that you have to change something, and what to change, and things like this? This is a question of shikul hadas. But you can have a shikul hadas only when you have different things to be shoyko. As long as the ideal is that you only have one thing in your life, and one thing in your avodas Hashem, and others are not existent, you can't have any shikul hadas, not shayach. Because there are no, you are by yourself, only one-sided. And then it doesn't work. But it is avodas Hashem, Rebbe. Yeah, chag la Hashem mocho. That was Chet HaEgel. It was avodas Hashem in one way. That's Rambam. Was avodas Hashem in one way. That was the problem of Chet HaEgel. They wanted to be avodas Hashem, but only in one way. When you look around, this is a problem which is very persistent. Very, very persistent. And whenever you try to deal with the problem, you get a feeling that you are insecure. No, it is a question of lomdus. Of being in London, you are very secure because there is a main issue you are dealing with, and you don't change your main issue always. No, but you are intelligent enough, or flexible enough, or interested enough that other things which come to your footstep, to doorstep, you are also investing in Chumash Rashi, Agadat, Halacha, whatever you want, you know, whatever comes. Writing a letter once. I don't know whether you write letters still. You write letters? Most probably not. You write emails. Today you write hieroglyphic words, you know. And then you get all different kind of signs or crushed word for you. Arba you. You know, it's like you cease to speak any language. You know, there's no language anymore. So. But you would write a letter. You know how much investment that was? At the time to write a letter. Was it a letter to your friend? The only thing I can tell you, the only thing which will make you writing letters is this. What will be with your Sefer Zikoron? That's right. That's the only thing. Because your Sefer Zikoron will miss one part. That's the letters of the Godel to his Talmidim. They were not existent anymore, you know. So that's the only motivation you'll have to write a letter, you know. But once every normal person wrote a letter, you know. Do you know how much investment that needs? Bittel Teure was. But it's not your main issue. Nachon, it's not your main issue. You don't turn into a writer, into writing poetry or other things. No, you don't do that. You are a normal learner. But you have to write a letter. We don't do that anymore. We got rid. This is the thing in the modern times, that we are able to arrange everything which is not my main thing. I'm able to arrange it. Today you have it even with artificial intelligence. Now soon you'll get a letter from me, and then I make a quetch after 30 seconds, no less I think, I'll have a full letter written, I look it through a little bit, you know, or perhaps you have two artificial intelligence machines. The one makes the letter and the other one is proofreading, whether it's good, you know. So you have two days, you know, unbelievable, and you get rid of that annoyance, and then you send the letter and that's it, gone, you know. and you wrote a letter. And you are so happy that artificial intelligence took you off. This is today the most, you see, today it's the most interesting and the most potent. That means the most money is there. Always in America you say, look where the money is. The money today is in artificial intelligence. You know, NVIDIA and Microsoft got bigger than anything else, you know. Why? Because of artificial intelligence, you know. AI, that's it. What does that mean? That means you are able to have your eagle, it's even not the eagle anymore, it's only the spitz from the eagle, you know. You're dancing around one spitz, you know, you have one thing doing, that's it, you know. And all the other things are taken care of by artificial intelligence. Are you crazy? Do you not see that this all getting rid of those things which are distracting you from your main path is the most dangerous stage humanity was in ever? You don't see that? Yeah? This is dangerous? You don't see it? No. Because we are taken from a golden calf, you know. Now you have to say golden calf. When you say artificial intelligence, otherwise eagle, he will not be able to identify, you know. So you are taken from that eagle. That's what you are. And everything else, you can't get rid of it. This is where the money is today. I make it to you. When you want to have a good investment, it's too late perhaps. But you wanted to have a good investment a year ago, 2 years ago, invest in NVIDIA. You'll be a rich man. Yeah? Or today in Bitcoin, I think, or in gold or something like that. It's too late too, you know, it's already up, you know. But that you should deal with your challenges, no. It's taken care, you know. I do the thing I enjoy the most. And after Pashut, they mamash egel azav, the whole thing. The whole thing is dancing around the ego. Can't be. No, can't be. So I have to find a way. So again, every door has its own problem with that. But I think our door is very obviously. And again, please, Rabbi Yisai, it's Avodas Hashem. You can't come to me and say, I am Avodas Hashem. Chag LaHashem Mocho. It was Avodas Hashem. They didn't want to turn away. No, they didn't. They did not want to turn away. They wanted to make Avodas Hashem, but in a specific way. No, it's not that. That's not right. That's not what has to be. Okay, you see, that was beneficial. It is a worldwide trend, you know. I do not know what to do. But I am... I hope that for example, now said about artificial intelligence, that this doesn't sound like some hippie which wants that you should be a holistic person. That's not the point. No, it's not the point. I don't know whether sincere people in the secular world will say a thing the way I say. I do not know. And I have to find it out. The artificial intelligence will help you to find it out, you know. We have to find it out whether people are saying this. I think this is the major objection I have to the whole thing. Besides that, I in my own activity, I'm not afraid from artificial intelligence, you know. Because I don't think as crazy as me, even a machine can't think, you know. So the machine is not able to do that. No, I'm not afraid of that. But it's not a question, am I afraid of my job? It's a question, am I afraid of my humanity? Because all the other things which come to my door, I don't have to invest in them. They are taken care. And I'm able to invest only in my main business. And that is like the spitz of what is wanted. That is what technology is about. That means technology will kill you. Will kill your personality. That's what the technology does. Huh? We can't go further on like this. Okay, so that was the Izboinenus in the Chaito Eagle. You see, there's a benefit in that. A little bit be Mizboyan another week. And so we'll see. Now, next week, there will be a fundraiser on the internet, you know. It's a Tuesday, Wednesday. So hopefully, by Friday morning, I will have a vat to say. But perhaps my head, because of what came to my door, will only be in money. So when my head is in money and I'll speak a vat, that's dangerous. And then it becomes dangerous. Let's do like this. The Bintayim, we will have about Friday morning, next Friday morning. Yeah? You're changing clocks as much as Shabbos. Shalom. We will not have a vat. No, shkoyach. So I have to get up 4:30 in the morning. No, I won't do it. So next, no, shkoyach for Aryeh. That was a good thing. So no. I don't get 4:30 in the morning. I will not do that thing. No, I will not. So next week, because the change of the clock won't be, and then the week afterwards, I have a chasanim. Binyamin Lifshitz makes chasanim his first son. So Thursday night I have a chasanim. Motze Tainis Esther, I have a chasanim. And then the Sheva Brochas. And then we'll see. I don't know when we will change the clocks. So next week won't be a vat. No. I won't do that. No, I won't. No. Shkoyach. Very good. That is the best heretz in the world, you know. It's the best heretz in the world. I can't do that. I would have to get up 4:30 in the morning. That's right. No, I get up an hour early, so I have to get up 3:30 in the morning to say about 4:30 in the morning. That's like crazy, you know. No, so shkoyach. So next week won't be a vat. You are changing the clocks, and the week afterwards is Tainis Esther. Say we say, said the Motzei Tainis Esther or not, and then afterwards we'll see when we will resume. It's enough to think, Rabbi Yisai. That thing on the Chet HaEgel, I think it's enough to think for 2 weeks or more too. And okay, have a good Shabbos and have a vreeligem Purim, and I will dance Motzei Tainis Esther by the chasta of my grandson. Fine, shkoyach, sei gesund.